Blog Talk Radio.
It has to be said. Listen.
All of my life, one thing has to change. And I know it's more. In your heart, I remain. Who can I trust? I've been lied to so much. If not for your grace, I know that I could have let it down. My life would be a mess without you.
God.
You're the one I owe my life.
So what now?
I make a confession about you.
I can't say this about nobody else.
You have never.
Yeah.
Oh, never.
Yeah,
did you never let me
out? That was an 8-hour
yeah. Did you never let me
out? That was an 8-hour. You have.
Never let me down. What an awesome God that we serve. I want to tell somebody he'll never let you down. All you have to do is just stay in him. Stay in his word. He will never, ever let you down. You have to know that. That was done by, I think it was Jane Fortune. Never let me down. I just love that song because it's so true. He will never let you down. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God and to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Know that he'll never let you down. This is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. We all, I know, have a lot to be thankful for. So 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's see if Evangelist Sharon, if she's able to give us a word of prayer, if she's available. And then we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah. Okay. Now I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer if she's available. Okay.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, the scripture I'd like to open up with is 2 Peter 1:4. I have to forgive me. I'm just getting free here. So, 2 Peter 1:4. And I'll be reading that from the King James Bible. And it reads as follows. 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give thanks for this day, for another thankful Thursday, Father God. We're asking that you will just be with us and bless each and every one that is listening and those that are listening by internet, Father God, as we are thankful for your word that we have shared from this week and last week, and just for all the lessons that Pastor has given us and just made that word just plain and gave us scriptures where we can go back and meditate on this word. So, Father God, we are thankful for your word. We're thanking you for our pastor who is diligently and dedicated to this word and this new life and this spiritual walk. So, Father God, we thank you for him being an example for us all, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will continue to have your way in our lives, that we may draw closer to you, Father God, and understand your word more clearly, Father God. And we ask that you will crown our head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high. Pastor teaches this word, we're able to receive it in our hearts. And Lord, be with all those that ask us to keep them in prayer. Father God, those that are sick in the hospital with this COVID, Father God, we know that you are a healer, Father God, and we're praying for their healing. We pray most of all that your will be done, Father God, and that the nurses and the doctors, they're going to diagnose the situation correctly. They're going to administer the medication properly. And, Father God, we just pray for your healing, Father God. And we're praying for those that are at home, that they're going through with their healing. But you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So Father God, we ask that you will continue, Lord, to give us the wisdom and knowledge and to pray for one another always, Father God. And Lord, be with those who are bereaved, Father God. We know a lot of times we're lost for words to comfort, but we know that you said in your word, you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And be with those that are going through in life. You're a way maker out of no way. You say you'll supply all of our needs according to your riches, Father God, in heaven. So help us to stand on these promises, Father God. Help us to be even open to the word even more, Father God, that we're able to hear from you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would just block out anything that's not Christ-like, that we're able to receive the word of God. Now, Lord, continue to have your way. We plead the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, on our listeners, on our pastors and myself, and the hosts that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this word. We're thanking you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We truly thank God for, especially this day, this hour. I want to open up the broadcast to anyone that would like to have anything they want to share at this time. It's Thankful Thursday, and if there's a scripture or something you want to be thankful for, at this time, we're going to open up the broadcast.
Well, I just want to share, I wasn't able to be on yesterday, but then I went back and I listened to the lesson. And I tell you, if you didn't get a chance to listen, go back and listen to that word. I tell you, the Holy Ghost just stood out in the pastor as he was teaching, and he didn't have any of his readers, and I tell you, God just truly used him, and he talked about 1 Timothy 6:12, when he said that, talking about our weapon is the word of God, and also that tells us that in Ephesians 10, where it tells us to put on the whole armor of God. And so, you know, I just really enjoyed the teaching, especially on yesterday. He shared with us on Hebrews 11:3, and that we're talking about our eternal life and fighting to keep our good fight of faith. And that's what we go through every day, you know. Like I said, there's a couple of people I know that have had this COVID, and they are in the hospital and fighting for their lives. But we know that just like the scripture says, we have to keep fighting the good fight of faith. And so, you know, you get a chance, we have to minister to them and let them know we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I shared with some that were sharing with me about enemies and how people come up against them and come to attack them. And through these lessons and the scriptures that Pastor has given us, I was able to get some comfort in that. And so when I got home and listened to the message, I said, wow. So, Pastor, I don't know if you had a chance to go back and hear it, but that lesson yesterday was really on point, especially for a time such as this. I won't go through all the scriptures, but I just wanted to mention a few of those, especially the one where you said to hold to our confession. That was Hebrews 4:14. So I'm telling you, that word is just, we just have to, if you get a chance, go back and listen to yesterday's recording and lesson. It was really profound. I just wanted to share that, Pastor, and thank you so much for God using you and you being the man of God that you are. Thank God for the listeners also and even those that participate. Just give God the praise.
Amen. Amen. Give them the website again, Pastor. Every now and then we have to remind those first-time listeners that they can actually go online and listen to some of the hundreds of thousands of messages that we've shared over the years. I mean that literally. What I just said, I mean literally. So if you give them the website and somebody just go back and never know, you'll be blessed by just going back listening to some. And she suggested the one on yesterday. But give us the website, Pastor. Thank you.
Okay, Pastor, let me add my other book. I want to give it to them correctly.
Okay. Well, anyone else? She's going to give it to them before we leave here today. So anyone else like to be thankful for something, scripture, whatever, whatever? Good, I always man. Thank God for Evangelist Renee because of her unchanging faith. And that means so much to me that she sticks with that scripture. For those that don't know, faith is what you're trusting in, what you're relying on, what you're depending on. And our faith is the Word of God. And Jesus Christ is the author of our faith. He is the finisher of our faith. Our faith is our substance. And without the Word of God, you can't please God. So he says, without faith, you can't please him. So, you know, you have to, you know, it means you have to use the Word of God. I want you all also to keep my daughter lifted up in prayer, if you will. She just want you all and to just keep her lifted. Just all you got to do is just ask the Lord to keep her lifted while you praying. She one of them don't believe on being on nobody's sick list, praise God. That's not her confession. And that's the very thing we're talking about this week, is your confession. So anyone else like to have a good confession? Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Good morning, afternoon, everyone. Giving honor to God and Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley. Just thanking the Lord for another day. My scripture I stand on is by his stripes I am healed. Every morning I wake up and I look down, I see my foot like a foot's supposed to look, and I just thank him. I just thank him. You just don't understand. To look down and see that foot now and what it looked like 2 years ago, and they said cut it off, it ain't going to heal. By his stripes I was healed. And I have another scripture. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's a lot going on with this COVID. It's just a lot going on in the world. And it can give you an excuse not to have that joy of the Lord. But we must keep the joy of the Lord, and we must stay in our word. Amen.
Well said. Well said. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. I know Evangelist Sharon, she's still having problems with her phone. I pray to God that woman get her a new phone soon. She had told me that she was having problems with her phone, so well, just pray that she go ahead on and move in that area. Miss hearing from her. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go back to our foundational scripture that says in 1 Timothy 6 and 12 and 13 too. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. I know Pastor said she might not be able. Are you able to read too, Pastor? I know you had text me. I don't know if you're going to be able to read it now.
Yeah, I can be. Yes, Pastor. didn't get the scripture that you were reading.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 6 and 12.
Okay.
1 Timothy 6 and 12.
Okay. 1 Timothy 6 and 12 from the Message Bible. Okay, 12 verse. And it says, run hard and fast in the faith. See the eternal life, the life you were called to, the life you so fervently embrace in the presence of so many witnesses. Amen.
Amen. I want to point out a few things in our foundational scripture. First of all, we are called to this fight. So you got to write that down. You are called to fight. You are called to fight your own fight, like Evangelist Renee. She was called to fight her own fight. It was a fight of faith, simply meaning this, that whatever scripture you standing on, you got to fight for that, because that is what you're going to need for your eternal life. Now, I know off time we teach this as, well, we're fighting against the devil. That's not what this scripture is saying, brothers and sisters. Please hear that. You go over there to Ephesians 6, and you'll see the fight, that spiritual fight. And these are the things that we're up against. And we're also fighting the enemy. But this fight here is a good fight. It's a fight, and it's a fight to the finish. So the next thing you need to make note of, why are you fighting? You're fighting for your eternal life. Why? Because you've been called to do this. Hello, somebody. The phone is ringing. Answer it. You've been called to fight for your salvation. It's not good enough just to get saved, man. You got to continue to fight. And the way you fight is through profession, confession, profession. And you profess a good profession. And he gave an illustration. The illustration he gave is the one that Pontius Pilate, before everybody, he had to confess who Jesus was. He had to confess what he was. And so what this scripture is saying is that you got to start confessing who you are, what you are, and give God the credit. Why is that so? Because God has made us, well, I'll tell you, so then Ephesians 2 and 10, bless God, that's just one of the places. You got to know that you've been created in his image, in the image of Christ. You've been made partakers of a divine nature. So you fighting to keep this. You got to confess who you are based on what the word say you are. That's what you're doing. That's what we're doing here. Let me be clear. Matter of fact, maybe I should go to that. Because I don't want you to miss out on this, brothers and sisters. If you're not fighting for your eternal life, you're fighting the wrong fight right now. The Spirit told me, said, you need to be fighting for your eternal life. And I'm going, what? He said, yeah, you need to be fighting for your eternal life. And in order to do that, you got to use the word of God, brothers and sisters. That's where your faith is. So the Bible says over in Ephesians 2 and 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in the Spirit or in Christ Jesus unto a good work. And you see that good work, see how that lines up with 1 Timothy 6, it's a good work. This is fight we're talking about, this good work, this good fight, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye are being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called a circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at that time ye were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and a stranger from the covenant promise, having no hope and without hope in the world. But now we got hope. Hallelujah. The pastor got that. That's Ephesians 2, and I think I went from 10. I might have went down to 12.
Okay, Pastor. And from the Message Bible, we don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work for us to do, work we had better be doing. But don't take any of this for granted. It was only yesterday that you outsiders to God's ways had no idea of any of this, didn't know what the first thing about the way God works, hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. You knew nothing of that rich history of God's covenant and promises in Israel, hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. Now, because of Christ dying that death, shedding that blood, you who were once out of it altogether are in on everything. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now you're in on what's really going on. What's really going on is we're fighting a good fight of faith. Let me put it to you in another way. You're fighting to keep your faith. What that means is this. You're fighting to keep that word of God. You're fighting to keep who you are in God, who you are in Christ. That's why it's so important every day, every time the enemy come to you, the Bible says to cast those thoughts down. Cast them down. Yeah. When he tell you you are not, you tell him you are, bless God. That's the fight we're fighting about our eternal life. This is an eternal life fight. This is not nothing in the flesh. Had nothing to do with it. It has to do with eternal things like your faith, for instance, your love. God's word. I give you a slew of things that we need to be fighting for. Like, for instance, when you're facing something like Evangelist Renee was facing, when she grabbed Philippians 4:13, she had to confess, "Man, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Well, how I know she was fighting that? Because that's what her confession was. That's what she professed. See, your profession is what you're going to confess. Whatever your confession is, that's what your profession.
Amen.
That's what Pilate did. He confessed that Christ was Lord. He had to, before many witnesses. And you're going to have to confess who you are in Christ. May not want to do that, but you're going to have to tell them. Romans 8:16 says you're a child of God. And then you tell people, "Hey, I'm a child of God." Don't just let it come out fluently. Just let that thing come as though it's surreal to you. And you keep saying it until it becomes a reality.
Mm-hmm.
I have to confess Philippians 4:19. All of my needs are being met. That's my fight. It's not against God. It's not against people. This is for my eternal life, for my spiritual life, not for the flesh. That's why I want to take my time, make sure everybody's getting this. Mm-hmm. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. So therefore, you may have to start confessing, "Hey, I'm a joint heir with Christ." So when you see me, you see Christ. I'm a living epistle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, God give us the power to exercise our authority over the enemy. So the enemy is in the mind. That's where he's going to attack us at. So we have to cast down those thoughts and bring them into obedience to the word of God. And you tell Satan, "No, that's not who I am." I'm going to tell you all this. I used to smoke cigarettes, and it was a fight. It was a fight for me, man, because I would tell people I'd quit, and they look at me like I was stupid. I knew it wasn't no good, and that's nothing. You got to be honest with yourself. Whatever it is that you're dealing with and you fighting for, this is your eternal life, and you've been delivered from the power of darkness. According to Colossians 1:13. So I had to confess that I'm delivered from the power of darkness. See, the doctors had already told me smoking wasn't no good for me. The attorney general had told me on cigarette package that wasn't no good for me. But hey, man, I was so stubborn and so hard-headed. I said, "Oh, no, not me." Like a lot of people doing with COVID. Man, COVID will kill you. Don't get vaccinated. Don't get a shot. And you're going to die, plain and simple. You get around somebody that has that stuff, and you make your way to the... And I'm not preaching death on anybody. I'm just telling you, God give you faith, and he give you facts. And Satan going to give you foolishness, man, and fear. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He give you foolishness and fear. God give you faith. In fact, the word of God is true, brothers and sisters. I'm not even understanding why God having me go this route. But remember Ephesians 6:10 said to be strong in the Lord. Man, you got to get strong in that word. If you're going to fight it, that's where your strength is at. And in the power of his might, you need to be fighting with God's ability. What is that? The word of God. That's what he's going to fight with. He won't fight with anything else. When he speaks, that's the way it is. When you speak, that's the way it is. That's what you're holding on to, your profession. You profess that. That's why you can't let anything stupid come out of your mouth. You represent the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So that lady up there, you don't say what you have. You say what you desire. Well, I have a coat. I said, well, yeah, because you're going to continue to have it as long as you speak it. But you don't have to say that. He said, people say what they have, but they can have what they say. Let me say that one more time, because she missed it. I said, people say what they have, but they can have what they say. And now she had to go another round with her to show her people speak what they have, but they can have what they say. She said, well, you got to really break it down to me. I said, you don't have to, what you want. You want the code? She said, no. I said, well, then don't speak that, because that's what you've been speaking, what you have. But you don't have to speak that. You can have what you say. Now, what you want? You want healing? She said, yeah. I said, then you say, by his stripes, you are healed, blessed God.
Hallelujah.
She said, by my his stripes. I mean, I said, yeah, when you saying that, you speaking what you want. You speaking your desire. Because whatever come out your mouth, God is going to honor that. He don't have any choice. If it's the faith, if it's the word, then he's going to honor that. If it's the other stuff, Satan going to get it and run away with it.
Go ahead. Say that.
Let me share this, brothers and sisters. We don't have no old stuff now. I know this not going to kind of get across to too many people, but I hope you open up your spirit and your mind. We don't have an old stuff. Our old stuff is passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We got new stuff now. We part of a new generation. We part of a new dispensation, a new and living way. And this new and living way requires us to confess and profess what we want pertaining to our eternal life. We're fighting for this. This is what we call to do. You've been called to say what the word of God say. You've been called to say what God say you are. That's why I took you to Ephesians. Because I want you to know you've been called to say what God say. You've been created in his workmanship, bless God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what you've been created in, his workmanship. And he ain't changing his mind. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you one more scripture. And then, I don't know, somebody has something to say. We'll stand off for a moment. But Revelation 12 and 11, because that's the life we were at. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. That was what they confessed. That's how you overcome the enemy. And you can do it daily. Every day you get up, don't think the devil went anywhere. He right there to show you you ain't this and you ain't there. But to finish my little story, I was telling you, I was smoking and looking at those cigarettes, and God said, okay. The Spirit said to me, take those cigarette butts and keep them and keep them. And I did that. And one morning, about 4 o'clock, I got up, and I pulled all them cigarette butts out. And first of all, God said, what a waste. Look at all the money you wasting. I'm thinking, oh, wow, okay. Then he showed me I could have been buying this. I could have bought that. Then he really showed me that wasn't good for me. And if I was planning on living, the attorney general done said it. The doctor done said it. Well, then I might need to pay attention to somebody, not be that hard-headed. So I said, cool, Lord. I'm with that now. I said, if you'll take the taste out of my mouth, I promise I won't put another one in my mouth. And God removed the taste. I was sharing this morning, not all of it, but brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, there's a different kind of quench. When somebody wants their thirst quench, when somebody have a thirst, they thirst. And they want certain things. I'm going to tell you, when you thirsting for righteousness, you'll get it. When you thirsting for the things of God, he'll open it up. And he'll fill you with that if you ask him.
Amen.
Trust
me.
There ain't a day go by God doesn't show me something that I've even asked him for or did or whatever. Because that's what I'm seeking. I'm seeking for his righteousness. Not mine, but his righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And in conclusion, You're in it for life. Which you can't continue to tell people that you're a Christian or you Christ-like. You can't jump in and out of this thing. You're in it for life now. What that scripture Pastor read over there in Ephesians, in Timothy, I'm sorry, in Timothy, brothers and sisters, Christ got you. You just got to continue to have a good confession. Get your testimony. See? I'm going to say one other. I said that was going to be it, but the Lord lead me to share something else because people don't understand that over in Hebrews 3:1, and this is why I want you to know what Christ is to you. In Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, isn't that awesome? Partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostles and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. And man, if that don't get it, won't nothing get it for you. Wherefore, he calling you holy. Why? Because you got his word. You professing his word. And the more you profess his word, the more you become holy. That will make you holy. Not wearing your dress down to the floor. That ain't going to make you holy because you can put it up when you get ready. That don't make you holy. You know,
amen.
That won't make you holy. Confessing that word is what's going to make you holy. Partakers of the heavenly calling is because you've taken your part in that word.
Mm-hmm.
Even the apostles had to do this. And the high priest, who is the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. I'm going to see if Pastor have it in the Messenger Bible before we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hebrews 3:1. So my dear Christian friends, companions, in following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. Mm. He, the centerpiece of everything we believe. Faithful in everything God gave him to do. Amen, amen. Praise God.
So if Christ had to profess, Paul had to profess, the apostles had to profess, your profession is what you confessing. Seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, who happens to be Jesus, the Son of God, he says, hold fast to your profession. Got to hold to it. I know there was a time I used to be kind of wavering with this, but God said, no, this is about what God did for you and what the enemy trying to steal from you. And in order for you to do it, you got to fight. And the way you fight is keep putting that word first. Keep putting that word out there. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For this is faithful because he is faithful who promised.
Yes, he is.
Faithful. He's going to keep his promise. If you continue to profess whatever it is, God's going to bring it to fruition.
Yes. Amen. Yes, he will.
Anyone else? Before we dismiss.
Amen. Yes, Pastor, that part that you had just shared with us, and I can see that also in Evangelist Renee, because she was faithful to that word. She stood on it no matter what comes. She might have had some days where she was in pain, but she didn't give up, and she just stayed there, and she stayed there. And so because of her confession and the word of God, she was able to be healed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for adding that, Pastor, because it's so true. When you're going through this is a fight, man. You're going to get hit with some punches. Mm-hmm. Hello. If you ever been in a fight, you got there's sometimes you gotta duck.
That's
you know?
Right.
There's a mm-hmm. time you gotta put the defense, which is the spirit. The Bible says, which is the shield of faith. You have to keep that shield. Yeah. So when an enemy man throw one, that's what you do. You put that shield up there.
Mm-hmm.
You keep professing who you are and what you are. And every time he come to you, boom, you hit him with that shield of faith. That's what the shield for. What you thought
that's
it was
right.
for. Yeah.
Amen.
And Pastor,
mm-hmm.
if you'll give them the website before we leave, I'd appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
And close us out. I want to close us out. Thank you.
Amen. The website is www.blogtalkradio.com/blog@noon. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/blog@noon. Just want everyone to stay blessed. And thank you, Pastor, for the word at noon. God laid it on your heart, and you've been faithful. God bless.